Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode with me, Danielle Mercurio, your host for the evening. I am an intuitive astrologist. I'm a life coach, and something really spectacular is going on right now. This is my 2-year anniversary of my show here on Blog Talk Radio with the Life Coach Radio Network. So it's pretty incredible to see where I am now. I'm already going to get emotional. I'm seeing like people queuing up and phoning in. This is incredible. It was not like this 2 years ago. I think it was my parents, who I adore, and my best friends. And I'm so glad that they listened in. It was everything to me, and it was that consistency to just continue to stay in this process, knowing that I had even just a few people supporting me was enough to keep me going and to keep me showing up week after week for this radio show. And it's come a long way. When we first started, it was New You City Chat. Here we are 2 years later, and it doesn't have a name. So how's that for a transition? But really, it's just because of my journey and my evolution of where my coaching has taken me, and also by doing the show. I give so much credit to the show for allowing me to really step into my work in the way that I do. As I mentioned, I'm an astrologist in addition to a life coach. So I started out life coaching, and I was really focused on helping individuals that live in the city, building their confidence, helping them navigate through a new chapter. And while that's something I still am very connected to and do in my work, I also felt like there was more. There was more I could provide. I knew I was into meditation. I knew I enjoyed spirituality and astrology and tarot and all of these things. And I was just like, why can't my passion for these items be part of my purpose, my calling to help people shift, to serve, essentially? Can they all be together? Can they all be as one? And I found through just taking a chance and putting myself out there that it could, that people would resonate. And this show was a big part of that, putting on topics that initially I would have been a little scared to do, having astrologists come on at first because I was too scared to share what I knew. But seeing your resonation with it all really helped give me that confidence to move forward and to really use my voice in a way that it is meant to. And so I appreciate that so much. So it's been a really fun 2 years. I mean, I remember my second show, I muted the whole thing. I was so devastated that no one could hear it. And, you know, just lots of funny things have happened throughout the last couple of years. You know, family members calling in and posing as pretend guests. So yeah, we've had some good times, but I'm just really excited to be where I am now and to be able to enrich my life more, help yours out more with the beautiful guests and experts that we've had on tonight. We have two beautiful women that will be sharing their insight on tonight's subject matter, and I can't wait to get into it with you all. So you can participate in the show too. I see a lot of you are dialed in already, which is amazing. Oh, Shanna, thank you. She just sent me a happy anniversary text, and she's been listening for a while, so thank you. And I hope Phil is listening too. And you can listen in a couple ways. You know, you're either online right now via the link, or you can call in. It's 646-716-9397, and you're going to hit 1 to let us know that you want to talk, and we welcome your conversation. You're also welcome to tweet with us. We're on the Facebook. Just, you know, kind of come find us. Type in Life Coach Radio Network. You'll find us, myself, Danielle Mercurio, and we'll introduce the other two hosts in just a moment. So tonight's topic, I've been thinking about it for about a month or so now. It might even be longer than that. And I've been thinking a lot about this journey that we're on, especially those of us. I mean, it doesn't really matter, any capacity, really, whether you're in a capacity where you're here to serve others, you're in your own healing journey, or you're just looking for a different way to try something new. We all go through these phases of waking up, so to speak, of seeing the light, as some people say, as feeling like they're finally getting into their groove when it comes to self-help, battling their depression, anxiety, whatever it may be that is causing pain in their everyday life. And it's a beautiful thing when that happens. And it's a beautiful thing to witness when your journey really unfolds and you start to feel the love, you start to feel more aligned with your truth, you start to feel less stuck and more in this beautiful motion of your life. And it's gorgeous. However, what happens a lot is when we're in the space of healing, where we want to take it to the next level and we want to help others that may have been in that position that we were in, sometimes it gets a little funky. You know, sometimes we bring up more things. You know, it means, you know, we might hit a wall, and then in order to get further, we've got to bust through that block that needs more healing, more relief. And sometimes that can be exhausting. Sometimes it can be a lot to have to always feel like you're on this road of highs and lows, where one day you're feeling really high, really connected to the light, really in line with your source, your truth, who you are. And then to feel like, you know, a few weeks later, you hit some kind of challenge, and then to feel like, okay, I'm right back here again. And I really want this show to be a platform for us to discuss openly what happens when that goes down, and to realize that it is just part of the journey. It is part of our evolution. It is part of our expansion to be able to continue what it is we're doing, whether that's our own self-healing, helping others, whatever that may look like for you. And it always ebbs and flows. I'm kind of going through a funk myself right now. I was telling the girls before the show, I was like, I definitely like divinely timed this, or I just manifested it. I was like, I want to do a show about what happens when you're in a funk. And then, you know, 2 days ago, I got into a funk. But I really think it's actually beautiful, because it's my way of showing, hey, you know, I don't always have it all together too. I don't, just because I made major breakthroughs, you know, like 5 years ago, doesn't mean that I'm not continuously making new breakthroughs as I try new things, transition, whatever it may be. Astrologically, we're in kind of a wonky place right now. We're in the second half of the year. We just had the full moon in Capricorn, which was a time for us to really think about, well, where we want to take the next half of the year, and to realize that the first half of the year was all about us doing the work, about us showing up, about what we wanted to manifest. And the second half is all about the universe saying, all right, it's time. I'll manifest those things for you. You just have to show up. And sometimes that can be the scariest part. We can want something so bad. We can wait for it. We can ask for it. And then all of a sudden we get it, and it's like, holy shit, what do I do with this? Where do I go from here? What's next? And we start to let fear kind of override everything that has come into our past. So I think astrologically we're dealing with that. I'm noticing it myself in my path, where I'm at, having trouble sometimes accepting things or just letting them come through as they're supposed to. So we're really just going to get into that. I'm really excited to kind of maybe make some shifts with my thinking, what's been going on, and really just hear more about what our gorgeous guests have to say. And so again, I want you to participate as well. We'll take callers at the end. The number to call in is 646-716-9397. We'll post that to the Facebook invitation if you're on that as well. You can find that through Life Coach Radio Network. So I'll do that now for everyone. And then, you know, feel free, like I said, to just participate with us. We love it. Okay, so let's introduce our divine guest for this evening. First up, we have Ruby Freeman, and she is a transformational life coach, energy healer, and self-love advocate. She helps women boost their self-worth and put an end to self-destructive behaviors so they can experience more happiness, gain confidence, and attract love. Ruby combines her love for the metaphysical with her passion for coaching. Crystals, tarot, and channeling messages are all part of what make her life-changing coaching programs unique. If you're ready to create a life you love, you can download Ruby's free guide to 6 steps to manifesting your dreams. If you go to www.iamruby.com bit.ly/manifest/your/dreams. And we'll post that for you so you can get in there and get those dreams going. Our other gorgeous guest is Heather Regan, and she is a soul-centered psychotherapist. She's a licensed professional counselor, nationally certified counselor, and empowerment coach. She received her master's degree in professional mental health counseling and is trained in hypnosis, EFT, mindfulness, based stress reduction and meditation. Heather has broken out of the mold of traditional psychotherapy by fusing modern psychology with spirituality and intellect with intuition. She helps women learn to break out of their patterns of filling voids with food, shopping, body shame, and relationship drama, and fill their spirits with God and living authentically instead. Heather is a certified angel card reader and leads each session with a spirit-driven approach. And you can get a free meditation from Heather by visiting www.iamheatherregan.com/free-meditation, and we'll post that as well. All right, so as you guys can see, I don't mess around when it comes to experts and pros, and like, these ladies know their stuff. I met them through Gabby Bernstein's masterclass last September, and they were just total rock stars, totally just shined out from the group, and I knew that I needed to have them in my life more and be around their presence and learn from them and just watch them grow as I was able to as well. So with that, let's bring on the darling Ruby and Heather. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Daniel and Ruby.
Hi. How are you doing, Heather?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor to be on the show and to be doing it with Ruby, too. That's really awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to have you both together. How are you, Ruby?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So we're all ready to go. We were all dancing pre-show, so we've got this. So before we get into the subject matter, I really quickly just want to give a little backstory for our audience, for both of your stories. What was your big transition? What was it for you that before you even got into the spiritual aspect, you just knew you were in a funk and you wanted change? Heather, can you just let us know a little bit of insight to what brought you to where you are now?
Sure. I'm going to give you a very brief synopsis because it's a very long story, as most of ours are. But I was in a profession that I was making really good money, but just not happy. And my spiritual life was nil, and so was my joy. And through over time, I just started feeling the stirrings of my heart. And just kept hearing God say to me, there is another way. And literally one day I walked out of my family's business and just left. And this was a business that had been in my family since 1945, and I was supposed to run. And I literally just got in the car, and God drove it to a university where I got my master's in counseling, and I've never turned back. And ever since, my spiritual routine is much like sleep hygiene or brushing teeth or getting gas. It's something I do every day. It is non-negotiable. So that's a really quick answer to a very long story. It was a process, but when it happened, it hit me over the head, and I realized if I stay here, I'm going to die. My soul is going to die, and there is a different way, and I'm walking towards it. And that was about 8 years ago.
Wow. I'm looking at that. That is incredible, incredible, like absolutely. And clearly I know that there's so much more depth to your story, but just in the little bit we heard, I mean, that's just incredible to take that step to just be like, my soul will not survive if I stay here. And I know that so many people can resonate with that. And, you know, to just finally just be like, I have no choice but to move forward. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah.
And it guided you to, you know, be able to help others that are in that same route now, which is really cool.
And that's exactly what I do, because at that time when I felt like I was kind of drowning and felt so stuck and felt my soul so close off, I was abusing food. I came from a history of eating disorders, and I was abusing food, overeating, binge eating, throwing up. I was shopping. I was turning to men and romance. I mean, everything outside of myself to look for joy. And once I followed God's lead and I dedicated my life to serving, the rest of it just went away. And so that's what I am here to help teach women to do, is to get there and be able to stay there. And I totally get in spiritual funk. Just like you, I don't want anyone to think I'm immune to it. And I have the beautiful thing about you and me and Ruby, I think, because of all the work we've done, is we know now how to recalibrate, how to come out of it quickly. And we go there, but we don't stay there. I used to stay there. So, yeah, I could talk about that for an hour, but I know that Ruby wants to talk too.
Yeah, no, that's so true. I'm writing it down. It's like we go there and we don't stay there. That's exactly it. Because it's like, of course, it's going to happen. We're human, right? We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And as such, there are going to be moments where we are going to lose sight of what's going on. And we're going to reach for something, or we're going to do something that's going to make us feel off kilter. But we can witness it and be like, all right, let's get back on that track.
Absolutely. And I think just to add to that, to be able to witness it and forgive it, that's the biggest thing. To witness it and not judge ourselves for going there. Because if we judge ourselves for going there, well, that just takes us further out. So to witness it and forgive it and just come back.
Beautiful. That's it right there. Take it in, people. Love it. Okay, so Ruby, let's get a little more insight for you as well. I'd love for you to share a little bit about, you know, just the cliff notes of your gorgeous transformational story and how it brought you to where you are now.
For sure. So the cliff note version is I hit rock bottom in 2012, and it had come to a point where it was literally do or die. I could continue on my life path as it was and drive myself to a grave, or I could make a change. And that's when a voice inside me spoke up and told me that you created this. And at the time, my life was very toxic and very destructive, and I was always blaming other people and other things and my circumstances for what was my life. But when that voice spoke up, I had realized in that instant I created it, and I created it because that's what I felt I was worthy of creating. That was the life that I felt I was worthy of having. So that sparked my journey to self-love, is what I call it, and reconnecting to the universe. I was always very religious growing up, and I used to do my prayers every day, and it was a very dependent relationship on God, where I demanded things from God. I expected God to do things for me, and when it didn't happen that way, I broke up with God. And so this rekindling with my spirituality in 2012 was more so this feeling of being able to co-create things with the universe, and not so much wishing for things to happen, but actually working with the universe to make it happen.
Yeah, that's huge. I love that idea of reconnecting with the universe, because I do find that a lot of us did have some kind of connection to God, some kind of relationship, and for some reason it wasn't satisfying us in a way that we felt that maybe it should be. Energetically, we're feeling this misalignment. And so when you realize that a lot of it was because there was this dependence that was created, to go back and relook at it with, okay, how can I really connect to the universe in a way that speaks to me and feels good, and connect with this new self-worth and love that I've identified and cultivated? That's pretty cool. And I know that the universe is now your homeboy as well, right?
Yeah, I state that often as a reminder that the universe is my homeboy. I actually got that line from my husband. He used to say to me all the time.
Maybe that's
a new tattoo for you, Ruby. Sorry? I said that would be a perfect new tattoo for you.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so let's get more into this subject matter, this idea of, okay, in a spiritual song, why do you think it happens? You know, it's like, okay, everyone says, like, be the light, and, like, you know, I'm feeling so good, and you know, just do this and do that, and we do. We feel we get into this space of healing and relief, and then we're going, and things are going great, and then all of a sudden we get hit with a block, and it hits us hard, and it almost, I feel like for me at first, it was almost like jolting or jarring in a way, because it's one thing when you're kind of in a funk, or for me, you know, I had issues with depression. Again, very similar to you, Heather, just, you know, and Ruby as well, just reaching for things outside of myself to try to stimulate me, or to try to, my big thing was, if I could just get through today, I'll be happy. And so I'd love to find ways to help me do that faster. And so, you know, that became my norm. But then when I reawakened, so to speak, and started finding meditation and other things to make me feel awesome, when a block came, it would be so jarring. And I would get so scared to be like, oh my God, am I going all the way back again? And so I'm curious, why do you think that it feels so severe when we start to take on a path of healing, and then when the blocks start coming at us, it jolts us?
Well, I think it happens because we're human, first of all. That goes back to the forgiveness piece. You know, we have, I say this to clients all the time, we have beliefs that have been ingrained in us for a very long time. And it doesn't take, you know, one session, two sessions often to break through them. It takes time and healing and forgiveness. So I think that we should know that we're human, and to go into a funk is not the most terrible thing. Again, that goes back to not judging ourselves and to giving ourselves forgiveness. And I think it has to do with what Ruby said. It's often if we don't feel that we're worthy of it, that I think sometimes we can kind of take a few steps back. When we go to a higher place, when we kind of ascend or we reach a new level of enlightenment, or maybe it has to do with a new personal growth goal, oftentimes it's kind of like Gay Hendricks talks about in The Big Leap, where we get to our threshold and we're met with resistance. And so it's a normal human thing for us to kind of pull back and for fear to creep in. But the beautiful thing when that happens is that's an opportunity for us to get to work and to use our tools. And then the next time, it's like just strengthens our, I think Gabby says that a lot, it strengthens our spiritual muscle. So the next time, it's like, it's just easier and easier to come back.
Yeah. I agree with that. I was thinking when you were saying that, it's like a testament to our spiritual strength. And so it's a way for us to really apply this kind of spiritual stamina that we've created and see how it works. Because if we don't actually apply it, what good is it?
Right. And what I often remind myself is if we were perfect all the time, if we didn't go into funk, we wouldn't need God. I mean, if we walked around and we were just perfect, then I know, at least for myself, you know, we have a tendency sometimes when things are going really, really, really well to, you know, think we don't need our practices, or think we don't need our meditation, or don't need whatever because things are going so well. But the truth is that's when we need them the most. So I think, I often think that if I was perfect, if I didn't have funk, if I didn't need to get hit my knees and say, God, help me, then I wouldn't need to turn to God as much. So I'm actually really thankful for those times I go backwards.
Yeah.
It gives me opportunity to move forwards again and move forwards even further.
I love it. I love it. Ruby, what would you say to that?
I agree with the fact that we're human and stuff happens. I usually don't use the word stuff, but stuff happens. And we do not have control over anything outside of ourselves. So, of course, stuff is going to happen. And the further we get on our spiritual path, you know, the further you get on your path to happiness, the further you get on your path to self-love, whatever you want to call it, the further you get, the more positive you begin to feel. And you start to shift the norms in your life. So when you're in that depressive funk, spunky stage of your life, that feeling becomes your norm. And anything that feels positive, it feels really hard and you'll reject it easily. You'll self-sabotage. But as you go on this path to spiritual enlightenment or to happiness or to love, positivity begins to shift into your norm. And all of a sudden your norm is this happy, loving feeling. So when you have funky days, they're going to feel 100 times worse and they're going to hit you 100 times harder. And that's okay. Because we're human and this stuff happens. and what you need to remember on those days, above everything else, is to be gentle with yourself, to accept it for what it is, to acknowledge that it's there, and to really be gentle with yourself and ask yourself, what do I need today? Do I need to just sit in this funky feeling for a little bit and heal through it? Or do I need to go out and do something and get myself moving and physically shake it out of me? You have to connect with what you need and then do what you need to do.
That's important right there. So not only find out what is it that we need, because I think usually we can kind of figure that out. We're kind of like, okay, I was sitting in my room all day in the dark, like feeling sorry for myself. It probably would make sense to, like, go outside for a minute or, like, take a shower. You know what I mean? We think of these things. But then we're like, oh, but maybe I'll just do that later. Or maybe I'll just kind of sit here a little bit longer. And so taking that extra initiative to be like, okay, yes, this is what I need to do. I know that. But now I need to go do it. And that's the part where we really need to make sure that we're creating that follow through, so we're not feeling then even worse, because we're stuck in the knowing of what we need to do and then not doing it, which makes us be like, oh, my God.
Exactly.
I love that. That's good.
You
stuff.
Can. I think it's important. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Keep going.
I was just going to say, often sometimes something I do for myself and I work with clients is figuring out what the trigger was that took you back. Because sometimes it's just a conversation or one statement, and we can catastrophize it. So I know a lot of times for me, it's just maybe my husband says something to me that just triggers me. And so if I can figure out exactly what triggers me, that takes me there, that takes me out, that takes me into that funk, and just work with that and forgive that thought, then a lot of times I find I'm really able to come back out quite easily as well.
Yeah, that's really important too. You're right. Because if we don't know where it's coming from, or if we can't identify the source, and we could kind of go in a little bit more circles trying to figure out where we're going to go next. And and I think a big thing too is to really, make sure that we're addressing it, because a lot of times, I know I've done this. I've been like, oh, I'm good now, right? Like, I'm like, okay, this is just a little hump. I'm good now, though. I've got my tools. I'm just going to keep moving along. And I have a natural tendency to want to just sit aside and think they'll go away. And when I'm, especially like I've done Kundalini and all these things. And so I'm just like, I'm good. This doesn't apply to me. And so that's where I'm noticing, like what Ruby said, we're human, right? And so we're going to, and you said it as well, these things are going to come up that are going to make us be like, oh, like, well, we're already good. Like I've got this, no big deal. And so noticing again, when the humanness of us is making us kind of think that it's not as heavy, or that we shouldn't really take that extra time to get to the source, because I know that I've, definitely been there.
Yes, absolutely. We all go there.
Yeah. So thank you for bringing up that piece of it. So I think, we realize that it's just, we're establishing this funk stuff. It's just part of our experience here. It's going to come up for us. However, based on, I really like what Ruby said, it hits us so much harder, when you're on this path and you're becoming more open and you're becoming more exposed. And that's something to look at too. And so what would you say to people, a big thing that comes up that I found with a lot of people that are in this, self-work and self-care, is this idea of protecting themselves ahead of time. And so what's some advice that you would give to that piece of it, kind of where the protection element of the funkiness or pre-funk?
I don't know. Do you want to start, Ruby, or do you want me to start?
You go ahead.
Okay. I think that's absolutely correct, Danielle. I think it's so important for us to protect our energy. I know for myself, I have a kind of ritual that I do even before I see clients and in between, or even just during my day when I'm going to be with my kids. For me personally, I use Archangel Michael, and I call in Archangel Michael, and I ask Archangel Michael to literally clear away all negative energy. I always say from fear-based beliefs that I have, or from negative energy I've picked up from someone else. and to replace that with all positive energy that has been lost. And then I literally have this visualization I do where I visualize myself stepping into like an invisible bubble, and I have Archangel Michael close the door and lock it. So during the day, I literally visualize this invisible bubble. So if anybody else comes in into my field with, you know, negative energy or with, you know, something that's really heavy, and when we're coaches and therapists and, you know, in the work we do, that's a lot of our encounters during the day. So I do that, and it shields my own energy. And then I also often, like even before our call, I took sage and kind of like use sage to, you know, open my chakras and sage myself and get rid of the funky stuff. And it works. It really works, at least for me. And I don't know if it just works because sage works or if it's because I believe it. But either way, it doesn't matter. It works.
I like it. Yeah, if it works, it works. Ruby, what do you use? What do you do? What are your tips?
So I'm going to speak from just from the non-coaching perspective for those who are tuning in who are not coaches. So I want to really emphasize that there's a very, very big difference between protecting your energy and shielding yourself. You don't want to shield yourself. You don't want to block your heart. You don't want to close yourself off. You simply want to protect your energy field from other people sucking up the positivity or other people imprinting your energy with negativity. So if you are around people or you're in the presence of someone and the energy feels off, trust that feeling. Perhaps it is off. And in that moment, tell yourself, I'm going to keep what's mine and not take what's not mine. It's simply a way for you to reset and reground in your own being, reground in your own energy. And let's face it, we're going to meet people who are energy vampires. We're going to meet people who have a habit of dumping their negativity on you. So it's your responsibility to protect your own personal energy field. You can let love out, but keep enough love for yourself, and then make the mindset shift that you will not allow someone else's negativity to stick on you. As for rituals, I sage often. I use Palo Santo. I also have aromatherapy sprays that I use at home. And I just sometimes, quite frankly, will just stand up and shake things off, and I'll like use my hands to rub things off my body and shake it all out. If there's something that feels icky in your energy field, it's because there's something icky in your energy field. So you've got to do what feels right for you. You've got to do what works for you to shake that stuff out. But if I were to recommend one thing to everyone, it's to sage. Get invested in stick.
Yes.
And sage your home, sage your space, sage yourself when you're feeling down. It's just a very, very easy tool and, you know, not a huge investment at all. It's very affordable. It's a very easy tool for you to take around with you, too, if you're traveling. But it's just an easy way to cleanse your aura and cleanse your space. I mean, it's like when you have a lot of people in your home and you want to bring the home back to that grounded state, you can do so with a smudge stick.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And another good way too, if you have the icky energy, Epsom salt bath. I take Epsom salt baths all the time, and I'll like visualize the ickiness like literally going down the drain. I really think they work as well to clear out if you do pick something icky up.
Yeah. Oh, I love the idea of going down the drain. That's like,
yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It's so scandalous.
I literally
like,
will watch it go down the drain, and then I'm like, okay, I'm good.
I love that. That's a good one. And sage for sure. Yeah, if anyone's like nervous, like, where am I going to sage from? Honestly, like, any new age shop will have it, but even like Whole Foods now sells sage, or look online and like, Ruby said, it's super inexpensive. And I just like to think like I'm smoking out, literally I'm smoking out my home, and the smoke is carrying away any of the negative things from my energetic field or things that were brought in or anything of that nature. So those are definitely amazing ways. And I'm a big fan of the dancing one as well. Not only does it help, get the things, and again, brushing, I love to brush my body. I love to do a body brush with my hands. And then make sure, though, when you do that, that you're also shaking out your hands after. Because if your hands are, are brushing off all the energy, then your hands are freaking antenna. So you want to shoot that out of your antennas and make sure that they're not still holding that energy in.
Absolutely.
And, and no matter what, guys, dance. I mean, many of you that are listening know I did Kundalini training, Yogi Bhajan. He's like, if you can dance 11 minutes every day, like, you will be fine for the rest of your life. You are shaking up all your internal organs, get them moving, getting them, like, going. You're shaking up your mind. You're getting out any energy that doesn't serve you. You're releasing toxins. It's, like, literally one of the best things you can do. And it's fun.
It is.
You know, like, we go to dance.
Ruby knows that I'm obsessed with Zumba. Like, that's my thing. It literally shakes off all my funk, and I feel like it's just a dance party for an hour.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. So find your dance space. And even if that just means waking up in the morning and doing a little dance before you get in the shower, then that's awesome. Or in your car, or literally, we all know we have our little moments where we know we can sneak a dance in. So take advantage, and that will help get some of the funk out, especially if you're in the funk currently and you're in it and you're just like, oh, like, try that out. And that might bring a little bit of a smile to your face. That's good. Okay, so we're in the second half of the show, and before we move into the next piece, I wanted to just take a moment to talk about the network that you're listening to right now. So you're listening to the Life Coach Radio Network via Blog Talk Radio. As you know, I've been part of the network now for over 2 years, which is super amazing. And it's just a really great platform for you to be able to have access to a bunch of different type of self-help platforms. We have such a wide range of coaches on air, different from myself. We have career coaches. We have the coach I'm going to introduce in a moment is an adoption coach. We have just millennial coaches, nutritionists, all of it. So it's really cool. So you can catch almost every day we have a different live show, or you can go to our archives, which are on iTunes under Life Coach Radio Network, or you can just go to our website, www.lifecoachradionetwork.com, and you can find out how to access our archives there. They're great to take on the go with you if you're going on a road trip, or if you need something to listen to on the subway, download one of our shows and get an amazing insight and just, like, exposed to something new that maybe you didn't know before. All right, so I'm going to introduce our show that is happening on, when is it happening? On Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this network. It's called Walk Your Talk with Leanne and filmmaker Chris Wilson. You Have His Eyes. The director and producer of the documentary feature You Have His Eyes, Christopher Wilson's personal journey has now become one of the most highly accoladed films dealing with the subject of adoption on the market today. This director has captivated audiences across America with this film. He's won 8 major awards. He's won 2 director best nods, festival honors, all this great stuff. And so he's going to come on to talk a little bit about his organization, 7-1, which is basically meant to spread the message of living life 7 days a week, one day at a time, and how to kind of have a positive lifestyle to help influence the collective global community. So Leanne, she's an adoption coach. Like I said, she's going to be interviewing this amazing director, filmmaker, who does all these amazing films on adoption and has started his organization, 7-1, which I love that. How great is that? Okay, so live life 7 days a week, one day at a time. I love it. Everyone's so crafty in this world. I can't get enough. So anyway, be sure to check out not only my show, but know that there are other shows as well. All right, so we're moving into the last half of our show. It's been flying by. Hopefully you're trusting that you have been enjoying it. If you want to talk to myself, Ruby, or Heather. We would love to have you on. The number is 646-716-9397, and you'll hit 1 to let us know. I see a couple people are on the line. If you do want to talk to us, hit that number 1, and then I'll know, and we'll pick up the line, and we'll talk to you. Okay, so you know, the first half we talked a lot about, you know, this funk, how it happens, how it can hit us really hard, how it can kind of throw us when we feel like we're in one space of I've been doing all this work, I've been releasing, whatnot, how come, you know, it's coming back at me, how come it's hitting me in the way that it is. And so we got some really great insight as to, you know, what to do, how to feel through it, and how to protect ourselves. And something I do see a lot, and I wanted to get into this a little bit, because I do know that some of our listeners are either coaches or therapists or thinking about maybe even getting into that field. And the problem is a lot of issues can come up to the surface, a lot of moments of having to be vulnerable, a lot of moments of wanting to start, you know, your own practice where you are in the area of self-help and helping others, but it seems discouraging and it seems like a struggle. And I find that many people in my community, as a result, as amazing as they are, as a testament to their own journey, have been through so much and have so much to give others in this world. They get themselves caught up in the trap of, oh no, I'm not good enough to do this work, and they fall back into a funk because of that. So I'll start with Ruby. I know that you've probably seen this happen in our community. And what's your advice for those that are ready to start to serve to others and they start to find themselves getting into the spiritual funk because it's a lot of work to start this up?
I see this all the time, and I have experienced it myself. And coaching and therapy is an industry where you are basically selling you. So what happens a lot is we experience imposter syndrome because we're dealing with depression, or we're dealing with eating disorders, or we're dealing with something. And so we feel like an imposter or a fraud to teach it to other people. And then we fall into this funk, like, who am I to be doing this? Who's going to listen to me? And it's these thoughts that can spiral you out of control into this really super funky place. But you've got to understand that this, it's just simply part of the process. It's part of the journey. As with any type of career, there are going to be bumps along the way, and no business venture is going to be easy to build. Will it be worth it? Yes. Will it be gratifying? Yes. But you've got to really stay in that place of purpose. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you choosing to pursue this career path? Really connect deeply to your why and stay firmly rooted in it, and you'll be able to get through really anything.
That's huge. Stay in the place of your purpose. That is so big. I say something similar. I say, you know, let your mission be stronger than your cravings. Let, you know, the cravings, when I say that, to stop or to just give in or to say, like, you know what, I'm just going to go back to the way things were. But I love the way that you phrase that. Stay in the place of your purpose, and that will hold you and that will support you enough to keep going and to keep showing up and to allow it to build into something and to show you where you need to go through it all too. It'll help you navigate what's next by just creating some action and some movement. Beautifully said. Mm-hmm. Heather, exactly. What do you think about how this all happens?
Yeah, well, Ruby said it beautifully. Stay in the place of your purpose. And I'll just add to what she said, because she did such a good job. If God calls you, then God will help you. But I think it's very important to remember that God uses wounded healers. We are never meant to be perfect. And all of our experiences and our own trials and tribulations are what is going to make someone such a wonderful coach and or therapist. Having said that, much like Ruby mentioned, imposter syndrome, a very real thing for coaches and therapists is something called countertransference. So our clients can bring up a lot in us. And it can really cause us to go into a funky place if we don't have our own proper support. Having said that, I think every coach and therapist needs a coach and therapist. So I just want to say I think it's very important for anyone that is a spiritual healer, a coach, an intuitive healer, or, you know, anyone in a helping profession to have their own support, to have their own coach, to have their own therapist, to have their own spiritual running buddies and group of people that they can turn to when they have a really shitty day or a really shitty week. You know, but remembering that it is through the cracks that your light shines, and we are all cracks. But holding tight to your purpose, remembering that if God has called you, that God will see you through it. But it is so very important to have the proper support from other coaches and therapists.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, I'm like writing down more quotes than I can handle. I'm like trying to tweet them at the same time. You guys are just laughing out, like such beautiful wisdom. You brought up two really great points, Heather. So the one is that you're not perfect, right? None of us are.
No.
And our clients don't want us to be perfect because then they're not going to resonate with us. They're not going to work with us because it's not fun. It's not really exciting if someone's just like, oh, yes, I'm perfect. And you're like, all right, get over yourself. Like, can you just, like, get real with me for a minute and just show that, like, you know where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
So realize those moments of vulnerability are actually – where you're going to connect to your audience. And so when you feel like, no, I'm too broken, I'm too cracked, as you said, to, you know, do this work or to be of service to others, like, no, that's where you shine, just like you had
mentioned.
Absolutely.
And the only other thing I would add, too, is it's really important because we all do come from a place of being cracked, is to do your own work. Before you go help somebody else. I think that's the key, you know, don't become a therapist without ever having been in therapy or done your own.
Mm-hmm.
I worked through my own stuff for so many years before I went back to school. And, you know, Ruby does a lot of her own work and worked through her stuff before, you know, she started. So I just think it's really important for us to do the own work and have the support to do so.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. And then realizing that you need to continue to get help, too, and find creative ways to do it. If for some reason it's not, you know, in your budget or whatnot, use your community to help you. A lot of coaches have circles where they will barter and do different coaching services for each other. However, making sure that you're when I say barter, it's not just like half-assed thing, like a real official structure. This is how it's going to go, taking it just as seriously as if money was exchanged. Because it's not really about the money. It's having that equal energetic alignment and making sure that equally, you know, however it is working, you know, serves you both. But there's definitely a lot of ways and resources to have someone that you work with one-on-one, some kind of accountability, going beyond while you're listening to a show like tonight. That's beautiful. That's great. We love you. However, even going further and really getting that help to keep you supported so that you can keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
Awesome. That being said, I do see there are a lot of people on the line. If anyone wants to talk, hit one to let me know that you want to talk to us. Not seeing anyone lit up. So you could just be listening, which is great, but I just want to make sure if anyone does want to talk to myself, Ruby, Heather, that you have the space to. So please do so. Or I'll just start answering lines. No, I'm just kidding, I won't do that. But or you all just continue to listen with the space to. Okay, so what else? I would love to just hear from Ruby, Heather, like organically when I approached you about this subject matter, what else came up for you? What else were you thinking that you felt would be in alignment to the show that you would like to share?
I think maybe talking about some of the tools that we use to recalibrate when we do go into a funk. I think that's really important. I know I have my own, and I'm sure Ruby has her own, you know, our daily tools. I think that would be a great place to go.
Yeah, so let's hear them. What do you got for us?
Okay, well, I can tell you, for me, I know really sometimes it depends on the severity of my funk. you know, the last funk I was in, it was really bad. What I could muster out was asking God for help. I was literally in the bathtub, and I was like, God, help me. I need a miracle. I'm in the funk, and it's really got a grip on me, and I'm having trouble pulling myself out. And within a few hours, it was completely reframed and flipped. So asking, you know, we talk about support and asking others for help, but also just saying, God, help me, if that's all you can do. As far as just small daily things I do, I have an altar area where I keep, like, all of my books that I love dearly and my candles. And I have a little statue of Jesus and baby Heather from when I was a little girl, and just things that bring me home. I have my little son made me an angel wing Lego, just things like that. But they are things that bring me home. They're talismans. I have crystals and a cross and just lots of things that are just very, I don't know, I can just literally touch them or run my hands over them, and they help bring me back to center. And then meditation. I, you know, sometimes if I'm in a really bad funk, it's hard for me to meditate, so I'll do a guided visualization or even listen to music. Like, I love particularly Jagadish, and I'll listen to her music, and it just kind of helps lift my energy up when I can't. Those are a few things that I like to do personally.
Love, I love, I love, I love, I love.
Okay, Ruby, what do you got?
So when I feel a little funky, I like to take it easy on myself because my mind doesn't directly go there. My mind directly goes into overdrive, and I've got to do this, 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 and this, and why do I feel like this? And I get really hard on myself, and I get really angry with myself. So I make the conscious effort to do whatever it takes to be really gentle and slow things down. So if that means taking an extra 10 or 15 minutes in the morning to lay in bed, I will do that. If that means taking an extra 5 or 10 minutes in the hot shower, I will do that. If it means that I'm going to work from the couch that day, I will do so. It's all about being gentle with myself and understanding that it's okay, because the moment that we become more gentle with ourselves and become more forgiving and accepting of what's happening, the more that's the shift into, like, loving ourselves and being okay with where we're at. And, I mean, if we're not gentle with ourselves and loving towards ourselves, how can we expect other people to be gentle and loving towards us? The other thing I like to do is reach out. So you should have someone in your life or a group of people that you can reach out to. And for someone like me, and I think actually most people fall into this category of it's really tough to reach out. Establish who those people are on a good day. Don't necessarily wait for the bad days. Figure that out on a good day. Who can I reach out to when I'm having a bad day? And have a conversation with them about it before stuff hits the fan. Like, actually have a conversation and say, hey, can I reach out to you on these days that are tough? And this is what I'm going to need on these days. So my husband and I have a really good, healthy agreement, and he understands exactly what I need on those days because I've told him what I need when I'm not in a funk. Because when you're in a funk, sometimes you don't communicate effectively. You just push people away. So he knows what I need on those days, and he's very aware of that, and he's someone I can reach out to. And I can't stress that enough, that the importance of reaching out to people, because the more that we internalize, the more that we compartmentalize, and stuff just ends up burying deep within us and things don't become resolved. You have to think of it like a volcano. It's got, you've got to erupt. You've got to get the stuff out.
Yeah. So true. And I'm glad, you know, it's funny because I was going to ask you the question for me and you kind of brought it up, Ruby. My thing is, and I find myself in this trap, I'm extremely busy and I'm not faulting that. That's part of who I am, and I just know that I'm the type of person that likes to be busy. I just work better that way. And when things are going well and I'm busy, it's all great. But then what I find happens, and this is what happened to me the other day, was it's like my schedule is so jam-packed, I overload myself, and then I find myself getting into this moment where I do need the self-care. I do get myself into the funk, and then I'm like, oh, shit, like, what am I going to do? Because I have a full schedule here. I have all these commitments that I need to keep to, and I don't have the time to just, like, carve out for myself to, like, detox and heal. So I do like what you said about just, like, maybe that means an extra 10 minutes in the shower, or maybe it means, like, carving, like, these little times, or finding someone that I can just talk to, and maybe in that half an hour of talking to someone, it would help much more than me trying to, like, you know, just push through it. Because that's what I find that I do a lot.
Exactly. And the way to prevent the pushing through even and getting to that place of like, holy crap, I don't have time, is schedule in your self-care. Schedule it into your calendar every day. And you have now created that space because you have to prioritize that. And this is going to help you. It's like preventative care medicine. Self-care truly is preventative care.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's a good point. And I think I think it's showing me that I actually need more. Because I have been doing that, but you're right. Like, it's still probably not enough of what we should allow ourselves.
I was just gonna say, I would say to get creative, you know, like Ruby, you know, she's helped teach me to schedule in my own self care. And I would say get creative. You know, I'm like you. Not only do I kind of, I'm the type of person busy and really go and pushing, but with three kids, it's like I could schedule and there's not an hour of meditation to be scheduled in anywhere. So I have to get really creative and find little pockets of time when I can do 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. You know, I mean, I've literally meditated on the potty before because it's all the time I have. Like, I'm locking the door. Or, you know, I'll sometimes use my bath time now with meditation, light candles, and I'll, you know, put the phone near the bath and pray it doesn't fall in, and I'll turn on a meditation or my music, and I'll use that time. But yeah, just getting creative and realizing that you can make these practices part of your life. They don't have to be part of your to-do list or separate from who you are. They can be an extension of your everyday.
Yes. Ah, that's it right there. They are an extension of your everyday. That's big for me right there. So it's not an extension of your, like, every 5 or 6 or 10 days.
Right. An extension is part of your life.
So good. So good. Awesome. Okay. So we are already at the end of the show here, and you guys were both just so incredible. I was so excited to have you both on. Because like I said, I really respect the work that you do in so many ways, not just what I see on the online world and that whole field, but the work that I see you do for yourself, your willingness to show up, to continuously be, as Ruby said, in that place of service, and to allow that to just let your world expand and keep showing up, not only for you, but for all the people that you serve. So starting with you, Heather, tell us a little bit about how people can get in touch with you. Do you have anything exciting coming up, and any last thoughts for our audience?
Sure. Well, first I would just like to say thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here. I love sharing this work. Anyone can get in touch with me in a number of ways. The easiest way is probably my website, which is www.iamheatherregan.com. And on that website, it will link you to all my social medias, which are most all the username I am Heather Regan also. I have got a few things coming up I'd love to mention, and then I've got an offer for listeners. I have a workshop coming up. It's actually my first meditation workshop coming up. It's the 25th. It's called Ignite Your Life, an afternoon of meditation, manifestos, and miracles. And it is only $25. It's going to be live streamed if you are not here local in Fayetteville. And I would absolutely love to share that with people. The best way, because I was trying to figure out how to particularly share that event with people I might not be friends with, so I put it in my Instagram bio as the link. So if they go to Instagram, username I am Heather Regan, there's a link to that event. And the other thing is I have a workshop on food and spirituality, because as I stated in the beginning, I've done a lot of work with body image, intuitive eating and using spirituality to help heal that void that we often can stuff ourselves with food and dieting. So I am offering a no-brainer offer, my 3-week workshop and a full-hour session for $99 for your listeners. And it's a $500 value. So throwing that out there tonight and would absolutely love to just have a chat. Even if nobody wants to do either of those, I'm always here to answer questions or do a consultation or whatever anyone feels led to. I'm never attached to the outcome. And thank you so much. Seriously,
oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Like, seriously, just thank you. And your program's also an amazing, you know, it's incredible everything that you're up to. I'm going to edit the invitation so that your link will be on here on Blog Talk Radio. And then if anyone's watching, you know, you can post to the Facebook invite that we have as well. If everyone just looks up Life Coach Radio Network and goes to events, you'll find our show invitation, and we'll have links in there too. So thank you so much. It was so wonderful to have you, all of your insight, and I'll keep watching you. So it's good stuff.
Thank you,
sweetheart. All right, Ruby. How do we get in touch with you?
So the easiest way to get in touch with me is through my website. That's www.imruby. So it's imru.by. And all my social links are there, but you could also just find me on social. It's always at imruby. And I have a free gift for you, and it's a mini ebook that is filled with my secrets on how you can manifest your dreams and create a life that you truly and utterly love. And you can find that free gift on my website. So when you go to www.imruby, you'll see in the top right-hand corner a little title that says free gift. That's where you go to download the gift. As for upcoming things, I have my signature group coaching program called The Reboot, and I'm restarting it again in August. And this is an interactive group coaching experience for career-driven souls who are really yearning for more love, happiness, abundance, and magic in their life. So it's a program where I'm going to help you shed fears, boost your self-love, create soulful goals so you feel motivated again, and manifest your biggest dreams. And you can sign up for that program on my website as well. It's under the Work With Me tab. And I truly look forward to seeing some of you in it. And if you have any questions, you can also always reach out to me via social media or on my website directly.
Woohoo! Awesome. Like, God, you guys are so fierce. So, Ruby, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I've been wanting to have you on the show as well for a while, and so your insight is just so appreciated. So just thank you for connecting on here so that other people can connect to it as well.
Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Of course, of course, and we'll talk soon.
For sure.
Awesome. Well, as you guys have experienced, Heather and Ruby were absolutely amazing. I mean, they just get it, and they said, but it's because they've been there and they've been living it and they've been doing it and continuously, as they keep saying, showing up. And it's anything, just the fact that here I am 2 years later with this radio show. I remember literally, like, I was scared to death at that time in my life about all of this. You know, I had been in a good place with a lot of my own self-work, but the whole idea of now being a coach and starting a business, I was really overwhelmed. And so I was so grateful for this opportunity to come on the radio show. And I will say, as scared as I was and as many times as I just wanted to, like, forget it, the accountability and my own willingness to need to be in this work in one way or another kept me consistent and allowed me to expand it and build it, and to have all of you souls looking back to me. I love looking at the dashboard and seeing everyone that's hooked in, and I just send you so much joy and love and gratitude. So it's just beautiful, and I'm just, like I said, Ruby and Heather were absolutely just stunning, and so I definitely encourage you both or everyone to reach out to them both with their opportunities. The links will be changed on the Blog Talk Radio. They'll be up on the Facebook as well, or go to their websites. As I said, I love that both of them have the I am
in front of their handle. So super cool. So me, you can find my son on social media, Danielle Mercurio. I'm all about it. You can go to danielmercurio.com or you can go over to my other website, newucitycoaching.com. And if you go there, you're going to find I have a cool program that's starting later this week. Help become your own intuitive astrologist. So you get to learn astrology through my eyes, and I can show you how it can be really simple to connect to your astrological sign, how to understand it better, how to use it in a way of becoming your own matchmaker, learning what signs work best for you, having a better understanding of the moon cycles, being able to put on your own moon circles, which are super fun, and just a better understanding of the planets. It's really my way of giving you astrology in a way that makes sense, that's relatable, that you can start using now and give you those fundamental tools to feel like you really understand it and it's not so over your head. So check that out. I'm doing a virtual new moon circle as well on Thursday. So you can sign up to just do that new moon class via my or your computer. And I'm doing one in New York City as well tomorrow night. So if anyone's in the New York City area, tomorrow 6:30 p.m. Near Union Square, I'm holding a Sacred Women's New Moon Circle, so the new moon in Cancer. So I'd love to have you a part of that. And, you know, reach out to me. I do a lot of fun things, coaching, astrology, tarot, whatever you're interested in, we could probably find a way to make it work. So thank you so much for everyone listening tonight. Anyone that has been listening for the past 6 months, year, 2 years, I freaking cherish you. You have allowed me to be in this seat right now, and I'm so grateful. So we'll be back in August with another show. I can't wait to have you tune in. And in the meantime, as I always say, just keep dreaming and stay open to the possibilities. Bye, everyone.